Hey girl, it's Emily. I'm so excited to be celebrating 400,000 downloads of Habit Hack Your Health, and I'm celebrating with you. So, our signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, our quarter audio masterclasses, my one-on-one clients, and the guests that you all and I have personally learned from over these past few years has started a movement focused on why women have to do habits differently. And it's building confidence from the inside out for you and the other habit hackers in our community. I want to be able to reach more women in our movement, and that's where I need your help. To celebrate 400,000 downloads, I want to give away my signature program, the Healthy Habits Accelerator, paired with a one-on-one coaching call. Now, the way we're going to do this is to leave a review. The more reviews that we receive of the show, the more women it will reach. So let's celebrate and do this giveaway. To enter, I just need you to leave a written review in iTunes and screenshot it. Share your review on Instagram on your stories and tag me at EmilyNichols22. Or if social media isn't your thing, please email it to me at hello@emily-nichols.com. It's all linked in the show notes. This is all well worth over $1,000, totally for free if you win. This will make a huge impact on your healthy habits sticking and you finally stop dieting, but you also get to help us make an impact on more women by helping to bring more of them to the podcast. So this starts April 23rd, and the contest ends Sunday, the 28th. Go leave your review right now while you're listening. It literally takes just 1 minute to write it out and what you love about the show. I'll even encourage you to make this a habit to do for other shows that you love as well. So thanks for hanging with me for 400,000 downloads, and here's to many, many, many more together. Good luck entering the giveaway. Let's get into the show. Hey girl, do you wish you could make your healthy habits stick, but life keeps getting in the way? Are you tired of diet culture telling you to shrink yourself when you'd rather just find true food freedom, move your body for joy, and feel and look good in your favorite leggings? Then you're in the right place. Think of this as Atomic Habits for Women. Hey, I'm Emily Nichols, habit and fitness coach, millennial mom, and Taco Tuesday enthusiast. I'm here to tell you there is an easier way than what we've been taught about health and our habits. How do I know? Because I've gone from former chronic dieter to habit hacker through the power of the system that I'm now going to teach you so you can finally stop dieting and just train for life via your habits. Remember, it's not your fault your healthy habits haven't stuck. We just have to do them differently. Are you ready to habit hack your health? Then let's do this. You're listening to episode 238 of Habit Hack Your Health. Hey friend, welcome back to the show. I hope you are here and you are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. You got 8 hours of sleep last night, like really great quality sleep, right? You woke up, you have so much energy, like heck, you didn't even need any coffee this morning. You don't need caffeine because you are running on good vibes and 8 hours of sleep. Or maybe that's not the case, which I'm assuming that is not the case, because if you're like me, you're tired. I'm tired, you're tired. And we're not getting enough sleep. And honestly, our sleep is so vital to us reaching our health goals we have for ourselves. And really, like, if you're like me, like, yeah, I haven't been sleeping well since like 2008, like when my oldest was born, right? Not really. I'm actually a really good sleeper, but I don't go to bed at a really decent time. And this is because of a concept that I know I have talked to many clients before when they're trying to create some customized habit hacks with me. They're like, I need to work on my sleep routine because I'm staying up too late. This is a term called revenge sleep procrastination. So envision this. Like, have you ever found yourself staying up late? Everyone's asleep, even your husband, and you're just mindlessly scrolling your phone. Or you're watching Netflix, or you're doing like some random like hobby or activity or catching up on work because you want to feel productive. And next thing you know, it's 1 a.m. and you're like, oh, I need to get to sleep. you try to go to sleep, but your mind is just spinning, and then you don't get good quality rest. Maybe you have to get up at 5 a.m. and then you only got 4 hours of sleep. Well, that compounds over time, and y'all, it can raise your cortisol levels, and it can really mess with you mentally and physically. My husband went through years of just poor quality sleep when he was working shift work. We've talked about it many times on the show. He was like our very first male guest on the show as well to talk about once he finally was able to get quality sleep, how his health just really soared from there. But y'all, he put on 50 pounds like over like a 2 year period of not sleeping well. Like, it's so important for us. And we know this, right? We know sleep is so vital for energy and being clear-minded and helping with your goals. But this revenge sleep procrastination is real. So what is this? So the actual term refers to the tendency to stay up late at night, engaging in leisure activities as a way to get back at the day that didn't allow for personal time or getting some things done off your to-do list just due to a busy schedule, right? We're so busy. And overall, revenge sleep procrastination for like a busy working millennial mom can stem from like many, many factors, right? Related to like you're wanting to reclaim some personal time. Like you want to be by yourself. You want to just like turn your mind off and not have anyone touch you or talk to you. Or maybe you're just coping with like the stress and anxiety you feel all during the day. Now, according to the American Psychological Association, they did a survey and found that millennials in particular, I'm an elder millennial, I'm 42, they report experiencing the most stress and the least relief. So in other words, not only are we like more stressed, we aren't finding effective ways to cope. And sleep is that precious time when we're supposed to be asleep is when we're taking that revenge out on when we didn't get the stuff done during the day. And it's leading to more stress on our health and our body. And of course, there's such a strong correlation between high stress and poor sleep. So you may not be even getting like, if you are sleeping, maybe you're not getting like that deep, deep, like REM, restorative, interrupted sleep we need, right? I mean, like how many times do you have to like get up and pee like now in the middle of the night? Or you may even have a kid that still gets up, or you have a teenager that you know is up late on their phone and you can't sleep because you know they aren't asleep yet, right? It's so important for us to recognize the importance of prioritizing our sleep just for your overall physical health and mental well-being. And we can find some healthier ways to manage your time and your stress level so you can actually prioritize sleep and reach your health goals and not like bite your husband's head off because you just want a nap. You just want to go to bed and like sleep all night. So let's dig into this a little bit deeper. So why are we staying up late by ourselves? Well, we have limited personal time, right? We have so limited opportunities for personal time during the day due to work and family responsibilities. Like you're always like reporting to somebody, like your partner, your kids, your boss, a coworker, emails, notifications on your phone. So you're staying up late to like reclaim some time for yourself, some like actual self-care when the house is quiet and you can finally relax. Or there's the desire for autonomy, right? The demands of work and family can just leave you feeling like you have little control over your own time. So this is a way for you to take back control, right? Revenge sleep procrastination is a way for you to be in control of your schedule. Like, this is what I'm doing right now. I don't have to report to anybody. Leave me alone, right? Or maybe it's just you're avoiding some of your responsibilities, right? So if you're facing the thought of like getting up another day and being like, oh my gosh, my days are so crazy, and you're procrastinating going to bed because you don't want the next day to start. You don't want it to start all over again where the craziness is happening. Or maybe it's a coping mechanism for loneliness. Sometimes I feel like being like a busy working mom, it can feel very lonely, right? You're living life with your husband, but maybe you're not getting that attachment and connection with him that you want. Or maybe you have a limited adult interaction during the day. So staying up late you know, in extending like your alone time, even if you're just watching TV or scrolling through social media, it creates a thing of a feeling of connection. And sometimes we even do productivity, right? Like how many of us stay up late and you get an email from somebody in the middle of the night, or you schedule an email to send later because you're like, gosh, I don't want someone to know I was up this late, right? There's so many different reasons. However, y'all, this is just not good for your health. And it can really derail your health goals. And this is why I take such a unique approach to what I offer in my Healthy Habits Accelerator Pod course. It's a health first, then weight loss approach. So it's all about the process, your habits, tiny little habits throughout the day. So you don't feel like you have to stay up all night long to like take care of yourself, right? So what we're finding is, as women, since we have to do habits differently, well, this is affecting our bodies differently. Not getting a lot of sleep can really dysregulate your cortisol levels, right? When you are depriving yourself a good quality of sleep, especially during the hours when cortisol levels kind of start to level out, your body perceives this as you're stressed out, which you are, right? So cortisol levels remain elevated or even increased instead of following like their normal like circadian rhythm that you have when you sleep. And elevated cortisol levels over time can have effects on your body in many ways. One of them being weight gain. It's often associated with an increased appetite or cravings for high calorie foods, which can contribute to weight gain, particularly around like your tummy area, or maybe you're snacking at night too, right? Or mood disturbances, right? It's high cortisol has been linked to anxiety, depression, irritability, and even cognitive impairment, like brain fog, right? Like you feel like you can't focus. You're like, do I have ADHD or do I just need a nap, right? So when we manage our stress and make self-care a priority and take care of ourselves, we're not going to find ourselves staying up late, raising those cortisol levels, and not being able to see the results we want with our health goals for ourselves. So how do we overcome this? Of course, we're going to habit hack this. So I have 5 ways to habit hack revenge sleep procrastination to really help you sleep like a baby, which that when I was titling this episode, that kind of made me laugh. I'm like, yeah, sleep like a baby. And I'm like, but babies are up all the time. Maybe it's like sleep like your husband or your dog or your teenager. Okay, let's talk about it. So 1, self-care activities. So if you need some help with this, go to bit.ly/freebie self-care checklist. I have it linked in the show notes for you as well. I have some self-care ideas for you listed and a checklist so you can actually check them off. We love that habit hack of tracking and checking things off our list. It really checks off in your brain that you are doing something, you are accomplishing something, right? So tiny self-care activities throughout the day could be as simple as taking breaks throughout the day, walking, listening to your favorite music. Maybe it's doing a quick little like movement or yoga flow. It doesn't have to be big, but little things like that throughout the day really add up. 2, exercise. Exercise will help you sleep more soundly. Now, I don't want you going to bed like at 1 a.m. and getting up at 4:30 and coming to see me at Orange Theory when I coach my 5 a.m. class, because girl, that workout is not going to be effective. You're going to be so tired. Like the 25-pound dumbbells are going to feel like 50,000 pounds, okay? Hey girl, real quick, do you have a habit hacking question for me? Like what healthy habit should you start with? Advice on creating your own habit loops? What is the Atomic Habits for Women philosophy? Or maybe you have a specific question about your food freedom, mindset, or movement habits? I got you. Go to bit.ly/habit-hacking-question. It's also linked in the show notes for you. And record a message to me with your question. If I select your question, I'll answer it live on the podcast for you, and I'll send you a habit tracker for doing so. Looking forward to hearing from you. Now let's get back to the show. So exercise does help you sleep more soundly, but do not sacrifice your sleep to go to a workout. Move your body, get outside even more, then get that natural vitamin D and just go for a walk, and it'll help you sleep more soundly. I mean, think to when you had babies, right? My oldest son was born in March and they were like, get them outside, get them natural vitamin D. It helps them sleep better. And what do you know? It did. It did. Now my other son, he was born in November. So that was a hard winter. 3, turn off technology at least an hour before bed. And I really struggle with this, right? How many of us are sitting like on the couch or in bed next to your husband and you're just scrolling your phone? You're just scrolling your phone. You're like, haha, look at this meme, or haha, look at this funny dog video. It's always dog videos for us, or like millennial memes for me. So turn off the technology at least an hour before bed. Number four, limit caffeine intake later in the day. Man, I had a later meeting the other day with someone at Starbucks, and I was like, ooh, this iced coffee looks really good. And I was up. I could not go to sleep because I had a coffee like at 5 p.m. I don't know what I was thinking. I really should have got a decaf, but sometimes that can really help you not go to sleep at a regular time. And then number five, create an evening routine that leads to a quality night's rest. So let me give you two habit loops to help you do this. So a habit loop, of course, is a cue, routine, reward. It's my favorite habit hack. It's the juiciest of juiciest habit strategies to help you take action. So let's talk about it. So one habit loop to help you set up an evening routine that leads to a quality night's rest is, first, your cue is cleaning up dinner. The routine on the other side is make an herbal tea and cuddle up with a book. The reward is you're feeling relaxed. It's a form of self-care and you're ready for bed, right? I love that feeling when you're reading a book and then you like start dozing off and you're like, I got to close this book right now and get to sleep. Or another habit loop is you wash your face, brush your teeth, you know, do your normal like bathroom routine before you go to bed. That's your cue. The routine is use a meditation app. There's so many great free ones out there to help you breathe and settle in. Set the phone down, read your book if you want to, or just go to bed. The reward is you're ready for bed, right? You're not turned on and overstimulated from all of the scrolling on your phone. So if you need more self-care ideas, go grab that self-care checklist freebie in the show notes. And if you need more higher level habit strategy and want like a 21-day plan to really habit hack your health in regards to your mindset, your movement, and food freedom, the 21-day plan works and gives you so much momentum and confidence, and you are just going to fall in love with the system, and that's when you start seeing the progress, my friends. It's all about habits, not dieting, not doing the shrinking yourself or doing things the way diet culture has taught us. It is about the process and habit hacking your health. Of course, you can grab the pod course. It's always linked in the show notes for you, my friend. Okay, I hope you have a quality night's rest tonight. Let me know if this episode was helpful for you, and I'll catch up with you later this week. Hey girl, real quick before you go, did you know I have a secret podcast where I talk all about why most habit strategies don't work for us women? Spoiler alert, it's not our fault. Visit bit.ly/atomichabitsforwomen. It's linked in the show notes to access my secret podcast series and have your biggest aha moment about why and how women have to do habits differently. And if you love the podcast, the number one way you can thank me is to leave a rating and review in iTunes. That way more mamas can find the show. Love and appreciate you, friend. We'll see you next time.